You're listening to Squirrel's World Podcast. With Henny on the Rocks and Sunny D.
Yo, prices at those places are ridiculous, yo.
Exactly.
A Tootsie Roll is like 10 tickets. You kidding me?
Right.
Yo, since where this one little kid tried to get a Nintendo Switch, nigga, for years, nigga. I'm like, bro, they don't even make those anymore.
Nintendo Switch was like 200,000 tickets.
Yo, welcome back, man. All right, look, we're going to put this right off the top, man. It's been a little hiatus, but you
niggas
know how it goes.
Niggas is busy.
You know what I'm saying?
Fuck that.
I'm busy, stupid dick.
Niggas, we live a lot.
You ain't
got to
make
here.
No excuse for these niggas. Shit come when it come. Fuck.
Nah, man, I believe the world deserves more of us, you know what I'm saying? Even though a lot of niggas may disagree.
They want more than pay for it.
We just...
The fuck? We got to make money. Shit.
Amen.
Yeah, I need
Amen.
To make money.
Amen.
But yeah, man, welcome back. We back here with Squirrel World Podcast. You know, I'm your main host there, Sunny D, with your boy Henny on the Rocks. And of course, again, as a regular.
Ski.
Gay.
We got Mr. O to the T to the I to the...
Ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis.
Mr. Otis is back here in the building.
Appreciate y'all having me on as a regular.
Yeah, man. I mean, B-Fizz left. I don't know what B-Fizz. We tried the other
one. You know what happened to B-Fizz? They lost the Super Bowl.
Whoa, now.
But they coming back with a vengeance this year.
And it's ironic. The only team to beat them niggas is my team.
I realize there's times when a girl won't f*** you, but the Jets will always f*** you.
And we suck.
That is ironic, nigga. Right. He said the only team to beat them niggas is my team.
And we is so trash.
I'll give it to you. You're right. You can't say much, though. But yeah, you know, football season is almost coming to an end.
It's crazy how fast it's been, man. It's like week 14 in this bitch, man. It was just yesterday. This nigga ruptured his Achilles.
Championship Sunday. I mean, Saturday or even tonight.
Yeah.
It starts tonight.
It does start tonight. You know, it's always around my birthday. So my birthday is on Sunday.
All right.
Dessert.
All right.
Downtown. Happy birthday, Shane.
Happy birthday. Yes, sir.
Fucking old as shit.
You old, bitch.
Yeah, I'm not going downtown.
In the 40s? Is it the 40?
Bro, 37.
Oh, damn.
37. Chill out.
I'm about to see you at a 40-40 club.
Back it up. It's going to be some great games, though. Last week was crazy. With the last, you know, couple of games, it's unfortunate Colorado didn't make it into a bowl game or a championship game.
But it's funny, though, how he got sportsmanship of the year.
Who did?
Dion. He got the sportsmanship
they
of the
was
year.
They, like just, they just don't, want him, to, they just don't want him to leave for the NFL. That's all. They just trying to find a reason to keep that nigga.
Don't leave me.
Where are you going to go? Like, I understand they fired, Vegas fired a coach. And who else fired a coach this past week? Mm. Or not past week, past
what if
year?
He was to be the coach of the Dallas Cowboys one day? Can you imagine?
Not my goddamn Cowboys.
Talk about the publicity that team already got. Like, I might be become a fan.
Get the fuck out of here.
I love Dion so much.
Never.
You know what I'm saying?
None of y'all niggas can ever make me be a fan.
I love Dion, though, bro. I love Dion. It'd be hard for me to hate on Dion, bro.
Speaking of being fired.
Matt Canada finally got fired today as the Steelers offensive coordinator.
Oh, Matt Canada.
Drop your credentials at the guard's desk and get the fuck out of here.
Oh,
yes, sir.
And what happened as soon as he got gone?
Nigga got fired.
Najee Harris went off.
Yeah,
y'all. I was like, well, there goes Najee Harris. He's actually a fucking football player all of a sudden.
Did you see what I did there?
No, it's funny. When he said it, he said,
how long is it going to last?
Who said that?
Najee
said that shit?
Yeah, Najee. He's the one that said it. And the day before, I think it was a day or two before. Dude, it was crazy. Let's put like this perspective, bro. How crazy that shit was that would have happened. It was like I was sleeping. My phone.
I texted you.
I'm like,
I remember I texted you.
And I didn't even. I was like, I'm not even looking at the phone because I'm asleep. So finally, I eventually rolled over. Like, you know, when I roll over, eventually, when I'm ready to actually embrace the world. Mm-hmm. Say thank God for being alive, and then I look at my phone just to make sure, like, you know, ain't no, like, what stuff I need to get done. Like, this is what I'm looking forward to today. Mm-hmm. First thing I saw, or what did you say? You said, oh, Canada?
Yeah, I said,
oh, you
said, Canada. Oh,
Canada. At first, I was like, I wouldn't even really pay attention, Shane. Like, yeah, whatever, Canada. I'm like, I wasn't even thinking about that.
Until you saw that ESPN alert.
ESPN alert. It said Steelers finally part ways with Matt Canada.
You was lit.
And you know how you like, if you tired, you sit up a little bit, nigga. Bing. Nigga, I stood straight up.
You know that feeling as a kid on Christmas Eve.
Morning or Eve, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You just really can't go to sleep within that, you're right. But you know what I'm saying? You go to sleep at Christmas Eve, and then at Christmas morning, you wake up to some great news, to some all these presents under the, you know what I'm saying? You ain't see the presents under the tree Christmas Eve. You ain't see nothing.
Facts.
But then Christmas morning. Same feeling.
No. But Shane, you get here though. What happened?
This nigga coming.
Yeah, I went off.
No, listen. In the morning, he come. I'm dead asleep.
And he don't
never knock on my door if he gonna try to hold me.
Niggas is grumpy as hell when
he try to get a hold of me. He'll text me.
Otis is grumpy and I'm grumpy. We're both grumpy.
Yeah, y'all. I feel that. Y'all don't fuck around in the morning.
So this nigga, it was grumpy. So what happened?
Joe is the worst in the morning. It's the worst in the morning.
Now look.
So I knocked on this nigga's door, bro.
Man, I'm talking about, if you want to get a hold of me, he usually texts me. If he knocks on my door, it's you need to know something now. I'm like, sheesh, what do you want? You know what I'm saying? Say knocks on the door and tells me about Matt Canada being fired, bro. I wake up out of, you know what I'm saying, like it's nothing.
Like it was resurrected. Like, he resurrected.
Yo, Josh never get out of his bed like that. That nigga got out of his bed fast and opened the door like,
yo, this is Christmas morning, you feel me?
What's today, my fine fellow?
Well, today is Christmas Day.
This is Christmas morning. I'm telling you, all Steelers fans,
I guarantee across the world felt that same way.
I felt happy for y'all, because like I told y'all, man, y'all have a great team.
Shit, I don't even know. Like, I can't even tell you that. Like,
it's not like y'all need many more pieces. You know what I'm saying?
No, we need another quarterback, though.
I don't know. I say give him a chance with
Kenny P.
If y'all get Byron Leftwich just as an offensive coordinator, let's see what the nigga Pickett can really do, bro.
Yeah, all right.
Man, I don't know. I want Cliff Kingsbury, bro. I want Cliff Kingsbury.
I don't think
Pickett. What, that bitch ass nigga?
No, you crazy. He was a good ass coach. It's just he ain't a head coach.
I think Pickett's going to become Pickett in maybe like 5-6 years.
It'll take him some time. It's only his second year, right? Or third year?
On another team.
It's his third year?
Third year?
No, this is second year.
Second year. Give him some time, bro.
We didn't give Roethlisberger time.
Roethlisberger had a team that was ready to go, though.
But
he had a team that was ready to go.
He continued numbers. Not only that, but it was something about Roethlisberger. You couldn't take him down.
That's a thick-ass bar!
I mean, all them tackles, he was, you know what I'm saying, brushing off of you. So he makes something of himself. Kenny is yet.
He was also raping. He was also raping young girls.
Don't say that.
Your Honor, I object.
Allegedly.
He wild. There you go, bro. You gonna talk again.
Well, that's the only thing anybody can say.
Yo, wait.
That's the only thing. That's a major thing.
See, look, now, I like how people try to bring sports into
He just got caught.
He got caught. Exactly. He got caught.
He's the only one.
You see, Shazier got caught, too.
Not Shazier. Hey, Josh Giddey got caught.
You hear that, Dad? You're going to pay. He's a molester. He's a child molester.
Look, they be setting
Josh Giddey is caught. Let's talk about who's caught. They be setting these boys up. Did he though?
No, Josh Giddey
did not get set up. He set himself up.
You hear about that, dude? He's got
pictures and Instagrams with this 15-year-old girl.
He had a selfie with the 16-year-old girl, bro.
15.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, 15?
Yeah. And he's still playing.
And I understand where people are coming from. Exactly. He's still playing.
No, but yo,
but when Kyrie was talking his shit, they had that nigga sitting at the house.
Exactly.
That's crazy.
Right. When he said that shit about the Hebrew.
That's crazy. He's sitting at the house, but this nigga raping little girls.
Just a sick world we're living in. Sick people.
Is he still playing?
Yes. He's still available.
Oh, my God. He's still in the court. And you know what's even funnier, though, too? Remember you see the Photoshop? You want to see that Photoshop joint?
Oh, what?
You know, he plays for the Thunder, right?
Hey.
They took out the TH. He says he played for the under 12s or the 16 or something
like that. Yikes.
Yeah, I mean, it's nasty, bro. But
somebody needs.
But no, we went all out to sports already. We even get a chance to, you know, we always like to do a mental health check in. So we always want to, you know, say, make sure everybody good. Yes. So what's going on in your life, Shane? You good? Everything copacetic?
I'm good, man. I've just been busy, man. I'm getting my real estate license. You know what I'm saying? I'm halfway done.
All right.
I just passed my midterm yesterday. All
right. You know what I'm saying? Yes, sir.
Trying to.
Selling houses?
Selling houses and selling dreams. You know what I'm saying?
That boy is good.
Yes, sir.
And then work, obviously. It's not softball season right now, so I've been chilling. But softball season will be coming.
Nah, but you straight dad mode. You know what I'm saying? So
I'm about to be broke.
Your birthday, your wife's, and Till's birthday, too.
Yes, December is thick. I'm about to be fucking broke.
Insufficient funds. You ain't got no money. Woo.
And Dan. Oh, shout out to Dan. Shout out to Dan.
Shout out all the December babies.
He finally brought his twin girls home.
He got twin girls? Oh, shout out to him. Shout out to him.
Yep. He finally, they're preemie babies. Okay. They're in hospital for months, so he finally got them both home.
Shout out to him. What y'all boys been up to, man?
Mm-hmm.
Man, we still working on this film, bro.
Yeah, man, I need to come down to Kentucky, man. Let me know, man. If I need to come down, I'll come down.
You a damn lie.
Nah, I got a hella PTO.
You mean come up,
man? Niggas don't come visit me. I visit them, but niggas don't come visit me.
How come you never came to see me, man?
You ain't never come visit me.
Say the word.
CJ never come visit me. Joint.
All you gotta do is say the word, though, bro.
Nobody niggas from military is visit me.
All you gotta do is say the word, nigga.
He's the only one.
Say the word, and I'm coming through. I'm coming.
I mean, but you won't be on camera. We can definitely get you
absolutely
on it.
Absolutely, I'm coming through.
So you're a liar.
No, me, I'm going to have some fresh sneakers on, and I'm going to be wearing shades.
Said, though,
I'm going to be wearing shades and fresh sneakers.
Oh, yeah, you know, so as long as you want to do it, we'll get you out there.
I will pull up.
All right, well, look, we got the whole thing going. We got auditions going. Things going pretty smooth, but, man, ain't nothing compared to what my brother's been going through, man. He got some crazy.
What's going on, Otis?
Let me tell you about shit.
Well, as you know, your boy does a little cooking, you know what I'm saying? Here and there.
Yeah.
I've been doing a little prep meals for about a year and a half now. And
it's been almost 2 years. I thought it was like 2 years.
Been exactly a year and a half. So your boy finally I signed the lease to the building today.
We did it. Oh yeah.
Niggas in the building.
In the building.
You know what I'm saying? Explain how it works with the building and all of that. What you gonna be cooking in and people coming and pulling up and picking up meals?
So we gonna have the meal prep. You know what I'm saying? We gonna be online for all, you know what I'm saying, for the surrounding cities down here, you know what I'm saying? Radcliffe, Elizabethtown, Louisville. You know what I'm saying? Also, we rock beside Planet Fitness. So
that works.
We're catered to
your clientele.
Yeah, so we're catered to, you know what I'm saying? So we're going to do a smoothie bar, the coffee, the teas, the protein shakes, the protein drinks, the protein coffee cakes and shit like that.
Oh, that's a lot of...
You might even have a little bit of breakfast, you know what I'm saying? Avocado on toast.
You're one of those little fancy lads, aren't you?
You know what I'm saying? With the egg whites and everything like that.
Hoo-wee.
Yeah.
So
you're going to be hiring employees.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
You understand that?
No, you're speaking my language.
Shoot, the HR, you need some help. I got you.
Right.
Yeah. No, we even got an office for you, bro. We got an office right there in the back.
All
right,
okay.
Keep these niggas in line.
You better keep working after I'm gone, because if I come back and you're not, you're fired.
Oh yeah, most definitely. That's what we see. Yes sir, that's what I believe. Yes sir,
yeah.
Look, I'm turning to a self-employment person into a CEO.
I'm with you, bro. I feel like the older we get, you know what I'm saying, I be thinking about it, like the people that we look up to, or at least I look up to, they all didn't really hit their shit until they got old.
I ain't old, huh?
Don't worry, Pops. We're almost across the street.
Now that I'm getting older, I feel like I'm coming into my shit. I'm happy y'all niggas is coming into your shit.
We as men, society, even though they don't like us right now.
You guys suck.
All right, we suck.
Mm-hmm. We thrive as older men because everybody respects older men.
Mama says that he's bona fide.
Look at LeBron. He's 30, down there, what, 40? You know what I'm saying?
Damn near 40.
You know what I'm saying? Look at everybody else. Brady and all the mother motherfuckers, they old.
Why do old people always have to ruin the fun?
McDonald's dude didn't, you know what I'm saying, get his break to like 45, 50 years old.
Jay-Z's first album didn't come out till he was like 26, 27.
Your point being what, Junior?
It was Morgan Freeman and Samuel Jackson, didn't they get their first break when they was like 40, 50s?
You know what I'm saying? And then everybody loves them, you feel me? So, you know, we grow with, you know, if you on the right track, you're going to grow with wisdom. You're going to get smarter, you feel me?
Real niggas don't die, we multiply. Motherfucker.
Exactly.
The fuck?
Yeah, man, that's good, though. Man, we, but yeah, we've been doing, like I said, been doing things with the kitchen and all that stuff. We've been promoting, too. I was on a podcast with a guy named One Eye Willie.
One-Eyed Willie.
One of our eyes, one eye. The world, it was...
Yeah, shout out to them. You know what I'm saying? Hey, man, he getting better and better. So I definitely appreciate the stuff he's doing. So that's what he been actually putting out a lot of the stuff, though.
Yeah, I was.
We were talking about the film and all that.
I was on there. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to One Eye Willie.
Yeah, I was on there.
Yes,
yeah.
Sir.
Hey, I've been putting people on in my circles to the podcast. Everybody asking for the video. I got the laptop now. I told them it's coming soon.
Right.
It's definitely coming soon.
I'm about to say it. Well, definitely because hey, Chew, what's going to happen? That's the thing about the Otis's place now. Oh, got a place where we can build a studio. We can build
up.
A set.
That'll be dope.
I mean, only one that won't be on, like, we're going to put you like on a TV or something like that.
A big screen.
Like, a TV like, on a dummy
ESPN
or something.
ESPN like, and shit. Nah, like, we on ESPN. We got, you know what I'm saying, the big screen on the TV.
Yeah, no, like, they be building stuff, though, like I said. So that's the stuff that we trying to do, trying to build. And that's stuff we're going to go through next. But yeah, so we, like I said, we're going to do the podcast with them. Everything going great. So other than that, man, we're going to get into, you know, what we do best. You know what I'm saying? We just comment on what's going on in life, even though we did miss, like, months so far.
Yeah, it's a lot of shit been going on, man.
I didn't do fucking shit.
A lot of shit
going on. Yeah, a lot of stuff been dropped, man, from your boy Dwight Howard to, you know what I'm saying, Bedbugs to Dave Chappelle's joint. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, the Dave Chappelle concert was dope, man. I got to see it. It's going to be a Netflix special. He said it comes out on New Year's Eve, so y'all be able to see the shit.
Everybody talking about it. I heard somebody else on the radio talking about they were at the Dave Chappelle show.
The one thing I will say, right? So I get there, and obviously I'm naive. I haven't been to a comedy show in a long time, so I forget, obviously, there's opening acts, right?
Who the hell is that guy?
So he had this one random dude. He was funny as shit. I couldn't remember his name.
Your mother.
Then the next person that comes up is fucking T.I. This nigga brought T.I. out to do fucking stand-up for like 15 minutes. He make fun of his son. That's his whole set, is just making fun of his son.
Oh, man. Dumb baby.
The stupid shit. That's his whole set.
Speaking on that, I must say, we could do a segment of that one, too.
And then after that, Kevin Hart came out, bro. Fucking Kevin Hart opened up for fucking Dave Chappelle. Yo, that shit was hard.
I guarantee T.I. must have did that for free, because, or he probably paid him just to
he's
be
trying
like,
to, he's really seriously trying to do his comedy shit.
No, hard pass. Hard pass.
That nigga's not funny. His kids is funny, though.
He don't understand. You got I want to make a name for myself.
If anything, he should get banged. He should do what Bernie Mac did.
Like a TV show?
He need to do what Bernie Mac did. Do a show, but do a scripted show.
I don't know if niggas would take him as serious, though, because you know how T.I. could be, bro. He could be...
All he needs is writers around him, bro. He can't... But that's why I believe T.I. could have a funny-ass comedy
like, show. Look,
but it had to be a sitcom, like, not a reality show. His reality
like,
show
his sucks, son is his son is trying to be gangster and he's trying to be a comedian. Both is funny. It's crazy, like...
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I'm saying. Y'all niggas is wild right now.
Hey, King and
what are you
and
doing, guys?
Is perfect.
You should call it the tip show?
Both of y'all, yeah.
King, no, call King
Both
Tip.
Both of y'all need to stop it. And Tiny Tip needs to go in a little tiny corner and hide herself.
For real, yo.
Nobody puts baby in a corner.
You know what I'm saying? From camera, because we don't want to see you no more. Because you know what I'm saying?
It's bad because that little nigga looks like his mama.
Ooh, Barracuda.
Exactly.
Like his daddy.
But he be trying to talk like his dad.
Yeah, it's funny. Someone said he actually like Ice T more than T.I. They're like, I think he's fucked Tiny. I'm like, y'all think it's crazy how we can't just leave that little love alone. My question is, man, you a basketball fan. What is up with this midseason bullshit?
So, I know you guys don't watch a lot of soccer.
Oh, hell no.
But this is... They've stole this from soccer, international soccer, not MLS. So, like, gotcha. Premier League, like the league that La Liga, which is in Spain where Messi used to play, they have this other thing called Champions League. If you win the championship or if you finish in the top three or four of your specific league, you get to go into what's called the quote-unquote Champions League. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sure, whatever.
So, that's basically all this end-season tournament shit is. It
The stupidest thing I've ever heard.
Well, maybe it is stupid, but it's also dumb.
For the NBA, it makes regular season games more fun.
I highly doubt that.
Because they mean more than just for the regular season. They mean for this tournament.
I object.
On what ground?
On the grounds of Brooklyn, you want
to. Everybody's going to get paid extra money for winning games next month when this tournament shit goes to Vegas.
Who the hell cash?
That's really all it's about is money at the end of the day. It's all about money.
So it's a waste of time. So
I wouldn't say it's a waste of time. It's all about money. No, they were gonna play those games anyway. It's just now those games count for something else.
How many niggas get traded like that frequently just to win a mid-season championship in the NBA?
I don't know if that's gonna happen in the NBA where people will get traded and all of that shit.
Don't waste my motherfucking time!
But what is the thing, like, what's the good part about winning the NBA mid-season championship?
You get paid extra money.
So it's just money. That's all.
Money plus it's also making it so people don't rest players. That's what it's about.
I ain't care about the NBA since Jordan left. But, and that, not even Jordan, Wizard Jordan.
Most people don't Chicago care about the Jordan. NBA unless it's the fourth quarter or unless it's about to be the playoff time.
Right.
Yeah. For some reason, it's
same
not
with
that
college. We don't
anymore.
Give a damn until it's March Madness.
Yeah. Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I like college basketball in March. I mean, I don't like to join now.
Thanks.
All right, so yo, so check this out. So they had that Freddy Five Nights that joint came out.
Yo, I heard that shit was crazy.
Yo, I didn't watch it. I haven't seen it either. So I'm already gonna watch it. But I thought it was hilarious.
You saw it?
Yeah.
You saw
it? I was painting in the house and they was watching it on TV. So I was, you know, I was sneaking over while I was painting.
Is this gonna take much longer?
But is animatronics that fucking scary?
It's not scary at all. But I can see why they
I thought it was them running around and then when they least expect they turn around and he's like right behind them.
They try to.
Lord, I'm having a heart attack. Damn, this is some scary shit.
You know what I'm saying? It's still a Nickelodeon movie.
Oh no, it's definitely not Nickelodeon. It's like on another level, but no, not Nickelodeon.
I just figured. I'll just threw that out there. I didn't know if it was Nickelodeon, Disney, or something like that, but it's not that scary.
I'm not afraid.
I can see why you would think that, like some Tales from the Crypt type shit.
Yeah, I think they had Nickelodeon characters on there. Or actors. I'm sorry. Actors.
Yeah. Well, my main thing is I can't believe this movie was that crazy to where you see that Chuck E. Cheese, they have now got rid of their animatronics.
Well, I wouldn't necessarily blame it on the movie. Like, that shit was out of date anyway.
Howdy, folks. Who's your favorite possum?
Like, for real, they should be using holograms.
Yeah, you're right. You know, animatronics did kind of freak you the fuck out.
It was scary beforehand. Like, we don't want to go up there because them motherfuckers look freaky.
For real, yo.
I only remember from the 80s and 90s.
Chuck E. Cheese. Chuck E. Cheese.
It was probably lit back then. Chuck E. Cheese and his crew. Nowadays, it's like, yo, you should use a hologram and y'all should be lit. Let's go.
Well, that's what's going to be now. They're going to be used to holograms versus animatronics.
Facts.
I mean, every time I think of animatronics, I think of a Goofy movie.
Gather around, my possum pals. Join the jamboree.
Yeah. In fact, speaking of Chuck E. Cheese.
The possum band.
Don't nobody want to put that fucking costume on.
You need a big hug from Lester. Beat it, doofus.
Like, well, look. speaking of my first job was Chuck E. Cheese.
And that shit wasn't fun, was it?
Nobody likes you, Booster.
I hated Chuck E. Cheese. I had to put the sweaty ass helmet on after somebody else put it on.
It's funny because we talked about this.
Sweaty as hell.
I talked about my experience.
Stink. And them.
But why is stink?
Badass kids.
Musty.
Would tear my.
This is musty.
No. But no. What the whole thing was the dude. Who's the dude that usually
some
does
some white
it,
boy.
This nigga.
Oh, you. Oh, it was different for me.
Nah, some white sweaty ass nigga who don't take showers.
And I didn't know white people was out here not bathing.
Who just needed a job worst. Just to, you know what I'm saying?
So working at Chuck E. Cheese was the worst because you had to wear the mascot joint.
Yes,
and stink.
So that shit was garbage. I hated it.
What the fuck is that smell?
So I never see them clean out the suit.
Well,
like
you had
ever.
To clean out yourself. Yeah.
which means oh, it never so got
like,
cleaned.
So it's like the gym. It's like Planet Fitness.
Well, you got to wipe down the
shit.
You
got to wipe shit out.
When you're done, yeah, you're done with the machine, you got to wipe it out.
With 16-year-olds and, you know, saying 17-year-olds who don't give a damn about
soap and a washcloth.
Hygiene.
They just put on Axe body spray. That's it.
So he didn't take off the Chuck E. Cheese costume and wipe it?
Yeah, no. I wipe mine. But it still had that white boy stink.
Y'all always smell like outside.
To it.
You know, the crazy thing is, crazy, you know it's bad. Like even if you dog. Didn't get a dirty inside, literally, you know it's bad when odors leave residue.
What is this?
Ugh. Right.
You stink so bad that even when you get out of it and you wipe it down, like, what's this dirt come from?
It's called mildew. Ew.
Mildew. Yeah.
It's funk. The funks.
So of course I quit that.
Fuck it, I quit
to go to the game side because
I was a game.
I was the niggas who was putting the tickets in the machine.
Nah, we was the niggas like, if you look good, like, I got you, girl.
Yeah. Oh, Romy.
How many tickets you want? Hey, say swear, yo. Me being a game attendant and dealing with Chuck E. Cheese girls, you know what I'm saying? Man, I got slayed many times because, you know, I push a little... There's a button that you push and they just deposit tickets.
I can't stop coming, I'm sorry!
What you want, girl? You want this? Yeah. You want this? Oh, nigga. Yeah. Like, I gave her like 50 tickets, nigga. She get a Tootsie Roll.
Yo, the prices at those places are ridiculous, yo.
Exactly.
A Tootsie Roll is like 10 tickets. You kidding me?
Right.
Yo, say swear, this one little kid tried to get a Nintendo Switch, nigga, for years. Nigga. I'm like, bro, they don't even make those anymore.
Nintendo Switch was like
Game
Boy. 200,000 tickets.
What's this? This ain't enough.
Basically.
No, it was a Game Boy.
$200.
You're exactly. not getting that shit.
Exactly. Yeah, spend $200 to get this Nintendo Switch.
Real talk, the crazy thing is, I believe they should have like Gambling Anonymous for kids.
Hey, my name's Ugg and I'm going to rehab. Woohoo.
Them motherfuckers like every week. I'm like, nigga, you're not going to get enough tickets, bro. This shit's ready for you not to get that damn Nintendo Game Boy. The amount of money you spend to win it.
Not even that, bitch. You ain't no Game Boy in that box, nigga. It's just the box.
We met Mike Vick there.
Oh, I wasn't there when Vic was there, but yeah, you was there.
Was that Chuck E. Cheese?
Yeah. Mike Vick, Marcus Vick.
Chuck E. Cheese.
That's where I worked at.
It was out in Hampton. It was out in Virginia.
Okay.
That was Chuck E. Cheese.
But them niggas wasn't little kids. Did they have kids or something? They went there?
Yeah, but nigga, it's Michael Vick. You already go. He got cousins okay. on nephews on nephews on nephews and nieces and nieces.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure
cousins.
He brought the uncle who snitched on him about the fucking dog fighting too.
Cliff, no, it's a lie.
he was probably there too.
It was before this nigga got locked up.
They were still dog fighting then.
Yeah, they were still dog fighting then. That's where the money they come to Chuck E. Cheese
where the inspiration came from.
He had a shit ton of tickets.
Excuse me, Mr. Vic, if you ever hear this, I'm a big fan and I would never disrespect you like that in my life. That's shame. That's that nigga. He's from New York, Brooklyn. That's them type of niggas.
They probably had a dog named King.
He's that kitty?
Nah, what? King, nigga, King.
King.
Oh, nigga, everybody had a dog named King that got fucked up. Usually the one that got the air bit off. So, yeah, so we was up in Maryland, yo, me and Shane, bro. We used to always get this one beer, my nigga. We used to get fucking Tsingtao, bro. Tsingtao.
Tsingtao.
Hey, this shit was good, bro. Like, man, this shit tastes good.
Tsingtao.
Oh, no, you're right. Sampora is the Japanese beer.
Yeah, that Japanese. Yeah, Sampora is Japanese. But no, this is Tsingtao. It's actually a city, I think, in China called Tsingtao. But yeah, nigga, we used to drink the Tsingtao, bro. Then we find out, nigga, these motherfuckers been pissing in their damn beer.
Ooh, here it comes. Yo, this job is nasty.
Damn.
Nigga.
Well, no, I mean, some type of way. They said the same thing about fucking Corona.
Yeah, it tastes like Mexican piss. And I'm like, nigga, they used to call Corona Mexican piss.
So what I heard was the reason why Corona tastes the way it tastes over here, they call it piss, is because it's imported and because there's light shine through those clear bottles. It's why
Well, they said Mexican pisto.
That's why, yeah, exactly. Why it doesn't taste the same as Corona beer over in Mexico.
So does it taste better or it tastes worse? They said it tastes
a whole lot better in Mexico because it's not imported.
Oh, dang.
Because the interesting. This is the.
So you're saying they pissed in it before negative. They sent it to America.
What does it taste like? Chief, what does it taste like? Because you know what? It tastes like piss to me.
I'm sorry to understand. They say
the reason why it tastes like piss is because the trip there, it hits light and, you know what I'm saying, darkness and light again and darkness because of the clear bottles.
Oh, I see. He gives the shipping.
Right. But they said down in Mexico, the Coronas taste totally different. Better.
I mean, it's beer.
But maybe that's why they call it Mexican piss.
Right. They call American Coronas Mexican piss because it tastes like piss.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I don't know what Mexican piss tastes like.
Right. That is my entire point. I'm like, how the fuck do y'all niggas know
what piss Mexican tastes like? Piss
it's because
tastes
they probably like always fart. Drink beer and nothing else.
Where does the piss from a Mexican come from? You know the Mexicans.
Because it came from Mexico.
Avocados from Mexico.
Come on. somebody drink piss down there when I was drunk.
What the hell made you think of that?
So what's up with this shit? Y'all talk about the reason why women bleed.
Yeah.
What the hell y'all niggas is talking about? What high ideas y'all got going on?
No, look. So I heard some lady, yo. She, you know, I always be meeting some random people.
I just smoked the wrong side of a cigarette. Who wants to go swimming?
Even today, some lady said my hair, I don't know if you know, you see my hair, right? I got blonde tips now. She's like, your hair looks like sage. It looks like you ward off evil.
Who the hell is this bitch?
I ain't gonna lie. I hope that's true.
Was you at church or
something? Oh, no, it was at Walmart, nigga. But that's all I was trying to make sure. Like, all right, it's cool. But anyways, the whole thing about that, the lady told me that women bleed because of Eve or something like that.
Why was that part of the conversation about your hair?
That wasn't a part of the conversation about my hair. I'm just saying that women believe in these certain joints, though. I like how you meet random people. Uh-huh. They tell you random stories. Random facts, random woman, not the same woman. It's a different woman.
How many people do you know?
She told me why women bleed because of Eve.
Can I ask you why she brought this up?
It's not like, hey, good morning.
Did you know why women bleed?
No. That's what it was. No, it was a conversation of why women has it worse than men.
Okay.
They're like, we have it worse than men because of why we bleed in the first place. I'm like, all right, why y'all bleed in the first place? It's because we're cursed because we're the one who ate the apple.
Plot thickens.
Okay.
I was like, okay, I could believe that one. And then so they force us to bleed every month eventually until you're not able to be.
Can I ask a question?
What do you want?
Was this woman white?
Take a wild guess.
White.
If you go to flea markets, motherfucking garage sales, Whole Foods, not even the word, like Amish markets, you'll find those white women in there that will love to tell a black man with blonde tips or about women, period. It's almost like, what? Remember Josh?
Right. Mother God.
Yeah, but Mother God.
Mother God.
Mother God.
This is Mother God.
It's not white. It's white.
You're saying it weird. Why are you putting so much emphasis on the H?
I've met a lot of white people, but white people is different.
Yes. Those are the crackers.
Because I feel like conservative people are white.
Those are the crackers, yeah.
But the weird leftist ones, the liberal ones,
white.
Now, I'm telling you, they different. Yo. And they know it. But anyways, I was saying it because the whole thing was, she told me the story about, I mean, we talked about it before, but talk about the story about the lady who parried in someone's spaghetti because she wanted him to fall in love with him.
Mom, this tastes different. Did you put anything different in it?
What?
Yeah, that's why.
I thought we talked
that's
about
why
that
niggas
before.
Don't.
We talked about
yeah,
this.
Yeah, I think
spaghetti.
We have talked about that, but that still sounds fucking crazy every time I hear it.
Yeah, it's like it's a love potion.
It was a love potion?
Yeah, it was.
Says
and
who,
that's
though?
Why
who
women,
says that, it
they
was
say
a
who
love
run
potion?
The world, they said girls, but it's because, hey, they got a lot of power that they don't know.
That's
even
why
got
black
sometimes.
Men don't eat spaghetti on like the first or second, third dates.
Bon appetit.
Well, fuck.
We've had enough spaghetti.
If they make spaghetti,
that's
he's not supposed
that's
to eat hey, it at
matter
all.
Matter of fact, that, bro. Hey, I'm glad you told me that. I got a next short we can do. We did a short the other day, just some random short for like 2-3 minutes, just for fun. But we should do that next.
Yeah, don't ever eat the spaghetti.
You can't eat that. It's poison.
Yeah, it's like, never eat the spaghetti the first date. One.
You know
she's
what I'm saying?
Italian.
Like,
unless she's
like
Italian?
Why you want to eat that?
What if she's Italian?
No.
Huh?
That's probably where it came from.
Oh,
Oh, spaghetti ass enemies. You know what I'm saying? You know, Italian women are just as crazy as Puerto Rican and black women.
Now, you think you're just gonna come over here and fuck me? Oh, now you're gonna leave your low life piece of shit. You know what? Here, take your fucking dinner.
You're fucking crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Don't let me get on that subject or somebody hear that.
I mean, eventually hear it too much later.
But yeah.
But yeah, we're gonna leave it at that. That's the only reason why I was wondering if you understood that whole thing. But this is the week after Thanksgiving.
Yes,
so
sir.
Did everyone have a good Thanksgiving? I mean, of course, me and O, we went through our Thanksgiving, but how was your old Thanksgiving there, Sane?
It was good, man. You know, just kept it chill. Nothing too crazy.
Would you please pass the jelly?
Kept it real fucking simple. You know what I'm saying? What did y'all do?
We tried to show out, you know.
Where, bro?
We had roasted duck.
Who's that in there?
Her name's Rosanna. Why Rosanna? She had such a beautiful nature.
We had lamb chops.
Ooh.
We had, you know, Cajun turkey.
Cajun, bro. Born and bred in the bayou.
And regular turkey.
Special officer duty.
You know what I'm saying? We had oxtails the next day.
Jesus, you make over me under the blood.
What? Yep. And then the roast.
With potato salad.
Potato salad. You know what I'm saying? You know, the sides. We didn't do no stuffing. No, we did stuff him. My mom made stuff him.
This shit nasty. What in the Peter Piper picked a peck of motherfucking pickled peppers is this shit?
Nigga, I don't fuck with that.
I like the stuffing.
Man.
You know what I'm saying? My mom made it.
Stuffing.
You know, I don't really eat stuffing unless my mom makes it. What else we have? Mac and cheese. Sweet potato casserole. That was good too.
Cranberry.
I don't do cranberry. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, nigga, yeah. I love cranberry.
What are you on your period?
The fuck you say to me, you little shit?
No, I'm joking.
The cranberry, nigga, I love mine with extra canned taste.
It tastes like fucking nickel.
Exactly.
Oh, so speaking of the whole thing, I saw this joint where I didn't know that chicken could come in a can.
What the fuck?
Oh, yeah, I've seen that before, though.
That's disgusting.
I've seen it in, like, cooking shows where they want to fuck somebody up.
But still, I can understand, like, canned yams, canned berries, mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Man, we got tuna in the can.
Bumblebee tuna?
We got sardines in the can.
Sardines are super gross.
Yeah, but that's already chopped up. But if all that comes in, like, the fish is still in there, like, fully, as in they did nothing to it in the can, that's disgusting. So what's up with your boy Dwight Howard, though?
I've always been the biggest fan of you, man.
How much of a fan are you, bro?
Not big enough, nigga.
So the crazy thing about it is, though, is, you know, I commend him. Like, it's like, but everyone's trying to forget the part that this nigga just came out.
I am not gay. I have relationships with women and sex with men.
Did he, though?
Not the fact that he did what he did.
Did he come out?
Yes, he did. He just came out. He said,
my business is my business.
He agreed to consensual sex. So... isn't this nigga gay?
You've got a gay.
But of course, they're doing it. They're trying to slide it over to where it's like, oh, no, he's not gay. He just had gay sex.
That means you're gay.
That nigga was in Taiwan having a good old time.
That's his business. But I'm just saying, though, the way he brought it out to people to say, like, hey, forget the rape. I didn't rape him. It was consensual. I was like, okay. I'm like, that means you're gay.
We assuming that there aren't any other gay NBA players. I'm sure there are.
Right. Dwayne exactly. Wade.
Yo, dog, what y'all think? Tucked in or out?
Out, man.
Come on.
No doubt. That's what I thought.
We're not going back to the episode.
He's like that.
Lock me up. Go away to keep.
Go away to keep.
I ain't afraid to fuck somebody in his ass.
I had a question, though, for y'all niggas.
Is it the last question you had on there? Because this is ridiculous.
Which one?
Has your mom called you while you fucking some broad?
God, oh, what the fuck?
I mean, is that not a thing that happens?
I mean, never happened to me, but I'm guessing it happened to you.
I've never had it happen to me either, but I've seen it happen.
What did he say?
I mean, I've heard of it happen to other people. Is that not a common thing? No?
No, not for me. Now, I've had people...
My mama don't call me while I'm
having sex. I had people call me while I was, you know what I'm saying, yanking the chain.
Tell me he didn't just say that.
Damn, you ruined up my video. I gotta disconnect this call.
Oh, man. I gotta rewind.
What did I miss?
No, I thought you had to what's the word? Not even rewind. Is that you have to sensitize your heart. Man, I gotta get a brand new sheet.
You gotta start over.
I go watch some cartoons and then go back to
it. Yeah, go to a whole new website.
You done fucked up my damn mindset.
Have you had a crazy ass chick experience with a chick where you're like, you know what? I don't even want to beat no more. I just gotta get up out of here.
Yeah. She had lockjaw.
Whoa.
Nigga, I was scared as hell. That's why I was like, I'm gonna go.
At what point did you realize that was going on?
Well, she wouldn't move, nigga. And she like, yo, hold up, nigga. I'm not trying to make fun of it. Like, I'm not even, this was so serious for me because I'm butt naked. I'm ready to go. And she get lockjaw. So.
But how? Like, what was she? Did she get lockjaw before doing anything?
Well, no. I mean, at least not on me. Thank God. But no, what happened was she's like, when I get excited sometimes or something, or something, what she does, like, I get lockjaw sometimes where I just freeze up. And
you sure she wasn't having a seizure? Fuck.
This nigga left her having a seizure.
She was speaking through the whole thing, so I'm guessing it wasn't.
How do you speak with your jaw locked?
I'd imagine him backing away slowly.
Call that Joe broke.
Yeah, right?
Joe broke it.
Oh, shit.
I'm not putting anything in there.
Back away slowly.
Did she ever call you the next day?
We're sorry. You have reached a number that has been disconnected or is no longer in service.
She definitely did, but I think my phone was locked.
Of course it was.
This nigga retarded.
Of course it was. How convenient.
But yeah, man, so we go hit our mark, man. We just wanted to, you know, get up on here real quick just to, you know, see what's good with everybody. But all right, man, well, we're gonna wrap this up, man. We're gonna make sure we get everybody here this next week or the week after. But, you know, the Squirrels Podcast, you know, we just trying to sign off and do what we gotta do.
Yes,
it's on you, Shane. It's on you, O.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.